Okay, we're learning Siman Kuf Tzadik Aleph. Last week we learned the Mechaber and the first section of the Ramah. The very complicated issue of a woman who finds blood after urination, finds blood in the water after urination. What's the bottom line? It's very difficult. The bottom line, certainly for those who follow the Mechaber Shita, who follow Minig Sfarad, is to be Makel, that is no question. The bottom line for those who follow Minig HaRamah is to require three conditions. She's sitting, it's a regular flow, and the water is in the center or in the water of the toilet. Now that is typically the case. However, the complication revolved around the Shach's Psak, that the only time we're makel on the dam is where a woman is sitting over the center of the toilet seat. But in our cases, we had the complication, the chalukei deis between the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, whether Bnei Ashkenaz are makel. I mentioned to you that Rav David Feinstein had told me 20 years ago to be makel in such a case, and that was my practice. Although now I see that there are Rabu HaMachmirim, it's a little hard to say a clear psak. Now that was all last week's discussion about a woman who finds dam in urination. The second part of this Ramah touches on another of the complicated issues of Hilchas Nida. And let me just introduce the topic, and then we'll see exactly what it says inside. This topic is found two places in Hilchas Nida. One is here, and one is Kuf Pei Zayin from Sif Hei and on. We learned Kuf Pei Zayin, we only learned the first four Sifim. The Sif Hei and on is the following issue. The issue of a woman who has some type of an injury, a wound, inside the body. And that wound is a wound that either certainly bleeds or a chayshisha bleeds. The general question is, what do you do with a woman who has some type of a maka inside the body and you find them? What are the rules of being taila, of blaming it on the maka? Now, when a woman finds a kesem means a stain. She finds a stain on her underwear, or even if she wipes herself and finds dam on a tissue, the halachas of a kesem are clear that we are toila in a makah. We say samim dirabanan. We started Hilchas Nida by learning that any dam which is found without a hargasha, without a specific feeling of dam flowing in the body, is called a kesem, and by samim dirabanan was certainly toila. And that is no, there's no issue. That's not our discussion. Our discussion is the following very complicated issue. The Gemara says there are three situations where a woman has to be chayshesh that she had a hargasha, even if it's not clear that she did. All three are situations where something is going on inside her body, that she has to be chayshesh for a hargasha. Gemara says after urination, because when she urinates, it could be that she felt the flow of dam and attributed it to urination, masked her hargasha, or after bia, directly after bia, she may have had a hargasha and attributed it to the sensation of the bia, or after a bedika. Again, she inserted her finger into that area, and therefore, maybe she had a hargasha at the time and confused it with the hargasha of her bedika. Now, if you were to ask me, I hate to say this, but I'm saying it because you're going to say the same thing. If you're going to ask me, I would say that a woman who's already had 10 or 20 years of periods of dam, and she never ever has a hargasha, most women today don't have the hargasha. Maybe when it flows, they feel the flowing. Women seem to have disagreements over whether they feel it or not. But when there's no flow, women don't don't have a hargosha of a stain or a small amount of blood. So she knows for 20 years it never happened. Why be chayshid that just that second when she was either A, urinating, or B, bishas B, or C, bishas bedika, punk then she really did have a hargosha? Like, it seems to me to be strange to say punk then she had a hargosha. So that's a question, it's a kasha. Okay, so put the kasha in your back pocket. Well, look what it says in halacha. In halacha it says that we're chayshish for such a hargosha. So how you deal with it in lamdis is complicated, but we are going with the assumption that ain lanu al divrei chazal, it's a gemara. It's important to know that when one learns the gemara, there's a machtus hashekel in the back of Shulchan Aruch, right in the beginning of machtus hashekel, who goes through the various explanations of the gemara. But bottom line, we hold there's a tremendous difference between a kesem, which is a stain when there was no hargasha, or dam, which follows one of those three. It follows either immediately after a bedika, immediately after urination, or immediately after bia, that will chayshish that is dam d'oraisa, and everything changes. We're not toila easily. So that is the fundamental rule with which we start learning today's issue. Today's issue is an issue in general of when a woman who finds blood in a bedika or after urination, when she can be tailor that or attribute that to a makkah. Now, dam immediately after bia is not shchiach, so that issue is not one that comes up. Generally, after bia, a woman doesn't do a bedika. By the time she does a bedika, there's no reason to say it came during bia. But if the urination, women do wipe themselves, or women do check, or a bedika itself comes out with dam, what's the halacha? When do we attribute dam to a maka, and when don't we attribute dam to a maka? That's the issue.
When you say before, I think if there's a maka, vayis a maka, he's knows always tov, even wherever it is. Is the difference between vayis a maka and laayis a maka?
Okay, we're going to discuss that as well. We'll get to it. And we'll have to see. Okay, it's good. I'm not assuming. I know there's a maka. We'll see. They're either it's been observed by a physician or she knows. All right, this is the issue. It's a tricky issue in Hilchis Nida. Now, for the Mechaber, again, it's easy. See, the Mechaber always has his sheet of just following the Rambam's Mahaloch and the Rambam and the Rif's Mahaloch, and it really doesn't matter that the Achaluki Day is among everybody else. The Mechaber has an easy Mahaloch. The Mechaber here doesn't say a word. So the Mechaber is Metayer, all dam that comes after urination. And the Mechaber earlier, in Kuf Pei Zayin, we'll look at it soon, is also just Mekel when there's a Makkah. He attributes things to a Makkah, with very few exceptions. And therefore the Mechaber Shita is the easy Shita. The hard Shita is the Ramah, who takes into account the various opinions. Now what we're going to do is we're going to learn what it says here in Kuf Tzadik Aleph. It talks about a maka, obviously in regard to urination, which is Kuf Tzadik Aleph. Then we're going to learn what it says in the Ramah in Kuf Pei Zayin, and we'll try to put the two together and see how we'll come out lahalacha. So let's bear in mind that right now we're talking about a maka in regards to dam after urination. Now, what's the case? Whichever case you hold dam after urination is tameh. What's the din if there's a makkah? I said when I began that even like B'nai Ashkenaz, who are machmir, there are differences of opinion when we say it's tameh and when we don't.
After
we're going to talk about both. If it's as the urine comes out, we have a Kabbalah that with the urine, dam min hamakar does not come. And therefore, if a woman observes dam with the urine, then there's no question. Because our Kabbalah is that the dam with the urine comes from the bladder or from the piping inside, from between the bladder and the urethra, and from the urethra. And therefore, we make. Let's learn what it says here, and then we'll get to it. Now, we're here on the second page of Kuf Tzadik Aleph. As I said, it's a long Ramah. The Ramah, the Chol Zeh, is on the sixth line. And he talks about a tchaili called in Yiddish harinvind. Has a ring to it. He says in parentheses there in Ashkenazic, and I guess in German, harinvind. Sounds like some kind of wind, but here it's a makkah. So let's see what he says, starting again from the sixth line after the vav of the gra. Chozem nitzudam b'mikra. If you found down once during urination, that's what we're talking about till now. Avol. Isha sheregila lirais dam b'mei ragleha. A woman who is accustomed to seeing blood with urination. Plus, umargeshes ka'ev b'shosha metelas mayim. And she also feels pain at the time she urinates. Kagana chayli shekairin harin vid. Nira diyesh lahatir b'chol inyin. We're makel no matter what, even if the dam comes after the urination. Da'iko yadayim echichais. Sheyesh lo maka hamachi v'aisa batolos meraglayim. Umimenu adam yaitzei. We have a good raya that the blood came from a wound. Vafilim motzadam achar atolos meraglayim. Kishem ekanachas atzma. And even if the blood comes afterwards, tahira. Demi acha demageshes kaiv. Ve'ena moitza dam rak achar atolos meraglayim. Vadei damaku. She found the dam only after urinating. Plus, she feels a pain when she urinates. So therefore, we're mekel, agoshari dur b'shem aril, which was maril sim reish gimel. So far, so good. So far, he's saying that with toil and a maka, if you have evidence, now it doesn't say a doctor has to see this blood. I mean, she saw that with the urine blood comes, which is always from the adam maka, plus there's a kaiv, there's a pain, and that pain came this time as well. So that is enough circumstantial evidence that this blood comes from a makkah. So that's good. The mechichas is the pain and the prior experience that that pain causes blood. No, no, the blood that comes with the urine, we're not down. It flows with the urine that we always, the Gemara says we have a Kabbalah that we never assume that comes from the makar. Well, you have blood with the urine, and then blood after the urine. So blood after the urine could come from the makar. So that, ach, and this is where it gets complicated. Eish, ach yesh machmirin. This is the maril in that shuva. He brings the mekila. In the maril is the source for minhagei Ashkenaz. Ach yesh machmirin shaloi lahatir rak biisha sheyesh la vest. Let's richa b'dika. We're only makel by a woman who has a vest. Now it means she has a vest, and now the dam came not at the time of the vest. You follow? No, she normally sees dam on the 30th day. On the 30th day, we're not going to be makel on Tyler and Maka. She normally sees dam on the 30th day. Now she saw it on the 20th day. So we're makel. But look what he says. We're makel on a sricha bedika. We're makel to require bedika. What bedika? A new bedika. This is called the bedika de Siman Kuf Tzadik Aleph. Dahainu. This is what she has to do. Koidim shetashtin, before she goes to urinate, tivdak atzma heite b'churin u'bistakin. She takes a bedika cloth and does a normal bedika. Im loitim tzadam, if she finds no blood, tachnis moich noki ala makar bifnim. She does like a moich dochuk. She sticks a moich up the vagina, past where the bladder releases the urine out, puts a mic all the way up. Then, with the mic there, v'tashtin, then she urinates. V'tekeneach asma yofa mimei raglea, and she wipes off the mei raglaim well, because after all, they may be done with the mei raglaim. She wipes that away. V'toitzi amaych, and she takes out the mic. Im nekiyahi, if the mic is clean, hechacha gedayla, dein adam in a makar. Then there's a riot, the dam didn't get, came with the urine. It has to be proof. The Ramah says this is the minig. So listen to the Ramah's minig. This is a super chumra. He says it can't be toilet a maka unless there are two things. First of all, it has to be shleibish as vesta. It has to be a time she doesn't expect to see a dam from the makar. Plus, she has to do this special bedika to put a maich all the way up. She urinates, blood can come with the urine, after the urine. She cleans herself off, she removes the mic is clean. Obviously, the dam came with the urine.
She doesn't take it after the
So the first time she can't be mekel, but from now on she has to do it. He does add in batka atzma gimel pa'ami b'kai gavna. If she tried this three times and it worked, matam eknachi teresach kach b'loy b'dika shloy b'shas festa. Once she does it three times, chazaka d'damakahu me'ach she'ena moitzaisa rak ach shestina. And even this chazed dafka shemegeshes koyve me'raglayam. This is even this is only when she feels pain. Avol ena megeshes koyve b'dekas as machatas me'mayim umoitzadam le'motzadam b'me'raglayam v'adik me'.
She does this before she's mashed him.
His mach is done before, so that we know dam which comes with the mehashtana didn't come from the makar, because some of it would have remained on the mach.
When she's mashing, we say that the dam does not come from.
Right. So even the post hashtana dam, we assume is remnants of the.
I don't understand. Even she in the vessel, the same thing, the same ticker, the same thing. The woman didn't have a vest before. She did the same thing.
She has no vest kavua. Why can't she do the same thing? Good question. Okay. All right. Well, we'll deal with the question when we talk about the shach. Okay. It's going to take another step. Yeah.
First time she sees it, the maral says she's tamayu, and then she does three bedikas. Three bedikas. The next time was the mafreya. They say it's the first one.
That's a good question. Do the three bedikas help the mafreya? Logically, I would think it should, but I'm not. I don't have a maramaka.
She's tamayu the first
time. Tamayu without this, she's tamayu. So this is a chumra g'daylamai. Here she has pain. She knows dam comes with it. And nevertheless, and it's shalei b'shas vesta, she doesn't expect to see dam. And nevertheless, we're only mekel if she does this bedika as well. Which means to say, my introduction, that the whole din of being taila is only by ksamim, is only by kesem, which is b'li hargasha. And anytime a woman urinates, we say there probably was a hargasha. If Chayshitim was our Gosha with Dam, it's a Shalva Deraisa. And as you know, by Deraisas, we're much more Machmir all the time, and therefore you're in trouble. You can't be Taila and Amaka. That's what seems to come out from here. So I'm going to discuss that when we do Shazayim, we'll discuss that. But not up to Shazayim. Alright, this is what it says here. Now, I'd like to read to you Kuf Pei Zayin. Sifhei, those of you who have a Shulchan Aruch can look at it. Everybody else will just have to trust me that I'm not making it up as I go. I had chavrusas in yeshiva. Used to get into arguments sometimes. First say that I used to make like I'm turning. I used to turn to the Masha and read as it didn't say anything. I used to read as if it said what I was saying, and I used to convince him that, which goes to show that you should never trust your chavrusa, even if he's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. But this time I'm really reading. In Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Hei, first the Mechaber Shita. The Mechaber there says, a rule, a Mechaber. Im yesh maka ba'oisei makim, toilim b'dam makasa. If there's dam ba'oisei makim, this is talking, even dam achar tashmish. It's the simon of Raya Mechmas Tashmish. He says, if there's dam, that, if there's a maka ba'oisei makim, Tailam bidam makasa. Unless in dam makasa mishuna bidam riyasa, unless somebody has the knowledge to know that the bleeding from the period looks different than the dam of the injury, it's different. But anyway, the machaber holds with taila. Not only that, the machaber says later, Sifav, nemenes ishalay mamaka yeshli baisimakim. A woman is believed to say she has a maka. I really didn't understand exactly what the chiddush of this nemenes yishalayim. A woman's believed in all. Eirechad and bisurim, we learn from a woman. I once had a shayla with a woman. She came with a bedika cloth, and there was a bit of dam at the edge. And she says, I know it's from a makkah. How do you know? I can't tell you how I know, but this is different. And her husband said, 20 years, she never played there on a makkah. So nemenes yishalayim means, I guess, that she can have the hergish to know when it's damak or when it's not damak. So the mechaber is easy, you're shmirt. Mechaber holds, if you have a maka, you're tailing a maka. What about the Rambam? What? So we're going to learn, right now, by samaka means whether an injury in the uterus or an injury in the vagina, or more common in the cervix. But we have to talk about that because it has its own couple. Why is an injury in the uterus tar? It's the same blood. So we'll discuss the different parts of the body. I want to try to go in an order. Ramos says Now here the Rambam Kuf Pei Zayin again brings two shitas, just like our Rambam. The Rambam says, Kol Zeh B'Yisha Sheyesh La Ves Kavua. Rambam is going with his, the way he started. A woman who has a vest, we can be telling in the Makkah if it's not Bishas Vesta. So that is what he brings first. Then he brings, he says, Kain Mashab Piskemari, Agashari Dura, same Agashari Dura. Then he makes a chilik. The language here goes back and forth, but he makes a chilik. The Rama does between a makah hamulzek, or it should be hamulzek, is probably lahitzi dam, and a makah she'ena mulzek is lahitzi dam. Now here you have to listen carefully and understand the difference. You can have an injury where it hurts her, but she doesn't know if it bleeds. She saw, she has a, and she doesn't know if it bleeds or not. The there are women who have certain conditions, who have cervical erosion is a condition of the tip of the cervix, where down from the cervix there is tar, but she doesn't know it bleeds. Sometimes it could be more severe or less severe. If it's a makah she'ena mulzekes lahaytzi dam, the Rama says that we're not, generally we're not mekel. It's an exception, but generally we're not mekel. But a makah hamulzek, hamulzekes lahaytzi dam, we're mekel by, we're always toilet in the makah. We're always toilet in the makah, and until, of course, the Havet comes, the day she expects to get a period. But the Ramah here says, if you have a makah habulzekes lahaytzi dam, then we're mekel. The problem is that it's a stira to our Ramah. Taz Yud there, gigantic arichus, who poses the stira by us, she has also a makah habulzek lahaytzi dam. She sees blood coming when she urinates, and she has pain. And we said, Shalei Bishas Vesta, we require this bedika. It's a very special bedika in order to make Hatar. It means without it, we're not Matara. So the Taz says, it's a steer in the Ramah. The Ramah here says, a blanket heter. He says, if you have a makah that you know is Maitzi Dam, you go to a doctor, he says, you have a makah that's bleeding, that's Maitzi Dam. Or even circumstantially, you have, there's an example in Siv Zayin there, where a woman does bedikas and always gets Dam, only at a certain point in the vagina where it hurts her, and she tries five times. Every time she gets blood in that spot, she takes it out. And she has only blood in that spot. So that's called a makah mulzekes lahaytzi dam. The Mechaber says the Ramah is an argument with Zayin. It's a makah mulzekes lahaytzi dam. You know that there's a makah. What's the din in such a case? So we have here a bit of a problem. In Sif Kufei Zayin Sif Hei, the Ramah is mekel as long as it's not during the time of Havest. And here, he requires this super bedika, this way of checking. He says, it's not good enough. You have to do this bedika by putting the mic inside before you urinate and do it three times. This is the stira that the Taz in Sifkot and Yud poses between the two sifim.
Does it have to do with where the matka is? Here, you can do that because the blood comes from a different direction.
Okay. All right. 1 second. Good. This is the Taz poses the stira. Obviously, tremendous nafkamina. Nafkamina is a woman who knows she has a makah whether she could be taila. Now I have to give you an aside. We only makel a woman who has a vest. Who has a vest kavua. Women today don't have a vest kavua. Why am I wasting your time? I mean, it's nice to learn. What does that have to do with halacha l'maisa? We only make her. She has a vest kavua, and she sees shloi b'shas vesta. You tell her to make. So you have to know. It says here in Shas Zayin, in the middle of Shas Zayin, and it says there as well in the Chavos Das. There, the Pesach Tshuva brings it in Kufei Zayin. That for these purposes, she doesn't have to have a vest kavua. Let's say, as is always the case today, a woman knows she doesn't have a kviyas, but she always sees after, let's say, the 27th day. She never sees less than 27 days. After 27, she can see 27, she can see 30, she can see 35, she can see 40. You know, it depends on her mood. But always the first 26 days she doesn't see. So the Shach says that for these purposes, that's called Shaloi B'Shaz Vesta. Meaning to say, on those 26 days, we don't assume it comes from the period. We assume it doesn't come from the dam either. Because those 26 days are Shalabish Azdesta. And therefore, this is Nagei Allah Halacha for us, because for these purposes, she doesn't have to be set. She just has to have a period of the month that she never sees. In that period of time, Ramon Kof Pezayin says that you could be, that you could be Mekel, as long as it's a Makkah HaMusik Laitzi Dam. And by us, the Ramah says, even a Makkah HaMusik Laitzi Dam, you have to do this extra Bedikah. So this is the stira, the kasha of Taz Yud, and we're going to come to a number of terutzim. Okay, so this is the stira, this is the shayla, makas adam. What do we do? I didn't talk yet about where the makas is. I want to get to it, but I want to again, like I said, the same. Okay, we'll learn Shazayim. The question here that Shazayim deals with is why be machmir? Why is the ritzah to be machmir? So he quotes the Maril. If you have a woman with no vest, it's a taina. Taisus in Nidus talks about this too. If you're going to let a woman be taila all the time, you'll never know when she has a period. Every time she says it comes from a Makkah, she'll go for a year. Every time she bleeds, she'll say it comes from a Makkah. Kama shamar chazal. Achein, yesh la oinach, a derech anashim, afila ein vest kavua. If she has a derech, even without a specific vest, kagoyim, she pichsa yesi, reshloish yamim aydalid, a shvua aypachas ayayser, she always sees in a range of 3 or 4 days, or 7 days, or a little more, a little less. Rak sheyeh la oinach kavua, she regil lahamtin l'chol aypachas, mesevriya kach v'kach yamim. She always sees after X number of days. So then you make them. That's the Maril, his explanation. The kasha. Listen to what he's asking. Let me explain it to you first. What are we saying? This woman sees blood after urination. Saying, I can't always be toilet in urine. If it's time of a fast, then she'll never be toilet. She'll go a whole year being toilet. Doesn't make sense. If she sees dam, not after urinating, then you're not going to be told it comes from the bladder. Right? She urinated. Half an hour later, she has a flow. So what's shot in the Maril? The Maril says, you can't blame it on blood from the bladder, because then she'll always be Tomei. So he says, what do you mean she'll always be Tomei? There are plenty of times that she'll be Tomei. She can't be told in the bladder. This is the Shach's Kasha. You're not going to believe the Shach's Terence. Shach says, this Ramah, the Maril, is talking about a woman that never gets a normal period. Every month, she bleeds only after urination. That's her nature. She bleeds only after urination. And the Maril says, we have to be machmir here. She's never going to see that. That's how the Shach learns. It's many lines to read, and we're a little tight on time, but that's the way the Shach explains. Sounds a little fatayichik. That's how the Shach explains the Ramah. The Maril is only talking about women, to such a woman, that she doesn't see them, only after urinating.
He should have to divorce.
Why should he divorce her?
Have she ever
had a baby? She doesn't have dam after bleeding. Look, if you don't mind, the Teres HaShlomim, he brings up the Kitzer. See on the bottom, Teres HaShlomim, Dalid?
Which
one? Dalid. Rak Bishashir Shlaves, Tafila Ein Laves Kavua, Rak Shadaka Lirais Lepamim, Shloi Bishas Tzerecheha. If she sees sometimes, not when urinating. Mashain came by in a roya, Ella be may raglea, came perish a shach, divrei arav. The shach explains the divrei arav that this kumra is only when she sees always if the urinating. Ubizem meturitz, mashamak shata, simko bezayin, simkot niyod, divrei arav adodi. Is al answer the kasha of Taziyot, the stira. Teretz is, normally with toilet in a makkah, mosak laitzidam. Now, normally we are toilet in makkahs. Here, we're talking about such a woman that she always bleeds only after Meiragla. Such a strange case. Here, v'chiloilim leitira. It's got to be some time that it's damnida. So therefore, we're machmir, she's got to do this bedika and check using this bedika. However, according to this Taras Hashlamas explanation of the Shach, I mean the Shad and the Shach, and the feed that it's answered. So then the Ikari is lahalacha, like we said back in Kulpei Zayin, and you're allowed to be Taila Dam in a Maka, even Dam Hashtana, even Dam after urination, which includes Dam Bedika. A woman does a Bedika. You're allowed to be Taila in the Maka, if you know she has a Maka. Shalai b'shas vesta, and it's not the time that she expects to get a period. That is the halacha lemaisa according to this shach. He is I am b'sef nekudas hakesef sham mechalik oy b'kama chilukim. The nekudas hakesef there does say the teres as someone here said that really will makel an amaka mozik lo itzida. Here is an etza to do this bidika. So when there's an Eitzah, why not do the Eitzah? But normally, when you have a Makkah further, higher up in the body, there's no Eitzah to do this. So then, with Taila and a Makkah, Amosekas Lahaitzina. So like either Teretz of the Neshach, what he says here, what the Nekudas HaKesef there, it turns out that aside from blood coming from the bladder, all other Makkahs, there's no Machlaikis, that the makam is ekas leitzidam, you're allowed to be taila, provided that it's shaloi bishas vesta that you're being taila. Now this is the long and short of the sugya. I should add an important nekuda. It's very logical, but the Maramakim is a sitra tara of Kuf Tzadik Vav. He says a rule. He says any time that if a woman does a bedika and is dam, we're going to say she's tara anyway because she has a makam. Such a woman should not do a bedika. Make any sense? You're going to do a bedika, and it is dam, you'll say she's tar anyway. Purpose of a bedika is to see if there's dam. So why do a bedika if there's no nafkamina from the bedika? So that we're going to have to figure out what she'll do during the Shiva Nikim with her bedikas. But that's for certain. A woman has a makkah, and we deal with this all the time. I tell them not to wear white during the Shiva Nikir. She has a makkah, and she'll have a stain, some of them were always tailor. It makes no sense for her to wear white. Or if she goes to a doctor for an examination, and if this dam, we're going to assume it came from that examination, then we'll talk about what they do. But then also, don't wear white. And Rav Tuvia Goldstein told me this the year I got married. He told me that the only time he ever heard such a thing, he said that a woman from takeoff and landing can sometimes, the sensation can cause blood, and therefore during Shiva Nikim she should wear colored when she flies. Because, we're not talking about the Hefsetar, I'm talking about talking now in general during the Shiva Nikim. We have to talk about Hefsetar and the particular Shiva Nikim in a moment. But
I thought that's the requirement. How do you get away from the requirement?
The requirement is not a requirement if when you find the dam, you're going to be toilet anyway. The requirement, is to be mevarer. If it's not mevarer, then there's no purpose in doing a requirement. The requirement of wearing white is for a purpose, not lachushim sinai. It's so that a woman will know when she has damnida. But if even when she has damnida, there's something else to be toilet in, then you can't. If a woman is afraid she's bleeding damnida, she must wear white. She can't say, I'm bleeding, I don't want to wear white. That doesn't make any sense. The whole purpose of the white is to catch damnida. But in a case where we're coming from a different source, yeah. Okay, let's talk. Yep, the factor of pain is to make it a makkah hamuzekes lahaitzidam, to turn it into a makkah, which we know is lahaitzidam, if it always comes with pain. And now there's pain. Today, very often, the doctor will tell a woman that it's that way, or there's some procedures which we know cause them. Now, there are two topics we have to discuss. One is the different types of wounds, and the other is how to get Shiva Nikim taken care of. So one thing at a time. First of all, what's called a makkah? Now, A maka in the praisdar, in the vagina, which sometimes comes, especially with a woman who never gave birth, and that area is narrower, and the multiple bedikas very often irritate the walls of the vagina and cause bleeding. So that certainly is called a maka. And that dam is damtar. Similarly, the cervix, the outside part of the cervix, is not damnida. The cervix is are the lips of the uterus. The uterus is a pear-shaped organ, upside-down pear-shaped organ, which is the makar, which is the place that the womb, when a woman becomes pregnant, and it's also the place of damnida, the walls of the uterus. Every month, when they shed the lining, they causes bleeding from the walls of the uterus, and that is the damnida. The cervix, the lips of the uterus, cervix, the outside of the cervix, which is mostly the cervix, is not damnida. Women, especially in later years, who have cervical erosion, which means one of two things, either a thinning of the walls of the cervix, or a change in the types of cells, the skin cells that are on the cervix. The cells in the cervix, for some reason, sometimes change. That's also called cervical erosion, although it's not an erosion, which is a thinning of the lining. It's a change in the texture, which often also causes bleeding. And again, women who have a uterus which is descended will sometimes, during the Shiva Nikiyim, as they get older, rub against the lips of the cervix and cause bleeding. A woman, especially as the years go on, who finds that during the Shiva Nikiyim she has unexplained bad bedikas without real bleeding, should check, because it's very likely that she has cervical erosion, which causes this type of dam, which is not damnida, but you have to know that it's there. You can't just guess that it's there. Now, in the cervix, that's dam tar. If you know there's a maka there, it's tar. The question that needs a psak is what type of wound to the inside of the uterus is considered to be a maka, and what's considered dam nida. Every month, the inside of the uterus bleeds because of bleeding of the walls of the uterus. Now, when do we say that the walls of the uterus are bleeding? When do we say it's damnida and when not? Even a woman, I mentioned to last week, even a woman who's post-menopause, and she can go a number of years without bleeding. If she has uterine bleeding, it could still be damnida. The only difference between a woman after menopause and a woman while she's still having a regular cycle, the only difference is in being taila. With taila more easily, after menopause, which is the Pisach Tshuva Beis. But otherwise, the halachas are pretty much the same. So the question is, which wound to the walls is tameh? Specifically, sometimes a scraping of one sort or another is done to the walls of the uterus, sometimes for biopsy, sometimes after a miscarriage. And the question is whether that scraping, which is a wound, is considered damaka or considered damnida. So there's a psak of the Chazaynish which is quoted. I don't know where it is in the Sefer Chazaynish. In Rabbi Eider's Hilchas Nida, he quotes the psak in the back in the Hebrew section. The Chazaynish said the following. He said, any wound which would cause bleeding anywhere in the body, that type of wound would cause bleeding anywhere in the body, that's a maka. And if it's in the inside of the uterus, it's a maka. If it's a type of wound which only bleeds because of the specific nature of the uterus, because the uterus is more prone to bleeding, then that's damnida. That's the psak that he has without going into a whole lot of technical explanation of which injuries fall under this category and which ones don't. So that we have to go to a doctor and get such a list. But this is basically the psak, and therefore an injury into the uterus, if it's a traumatic injury, if there was a physical injury there, that dam does not have a din of damnida, that's a maka. Now, Bishaz Vesta, she's going to be Tarei anyway. But Shalai Bishaz Vesta, we're Mekel. Okay, I'm being clear. Now, most of the Shilas have to do with the service. A pap smear, which causes bleeding, which is commonly causes bleeding, is bleeding typically of the outside of the cervix. We're Metayer. We tell women we're colored. Why get into Shilas and we're colored? Typically, the paps, the old pap smears years ago were done with the Q-tip, and they wiped the outside of the cervix, and therefore it was never a shaila that it's dam tahar. The device that they use lately, and maybe there's a new one since this was shown to me by a gynecologist, it looks like a pitchfork with the middle one sticking in further, and basically the two outer sections do wiping of the outside of the cervix, and the inner one goes into the cervix and does a bit of a deeper bedika. The question is, what are you going to do? The one that's inside is already less clear. The lips of the cervix, it's not like a bottle top, you know, there's outside and inside. It's like lips, like a man's lips, like any human being's lips, where not clear what's the inside and what's the outside, and therefore it's not so clear. However, since the outer wiping is a makab of sekes leitzidam, so therefore the minig is to be toile every pap smear, after post pap smear bleeding, in something that's tar. The scraping, you have to ask a shayla. The scrapings are difficult shaylas. The other common shayla that women ask has to do with different types of injections of fluids, which are followed by some sort of an X-ray to check either the tubes or the uterus itself. And there we're also toila dam in damaka. Assumption is that the injection, the tube that does the injection of the fluids, will cause bleeding to the lips of the uterus. Some women have polyps inside the uterus. A polyp is like a wart, you know, it's a growth inside the uterus. And again, the shaila is, if bleeding that comes from these polyps, is that called damnida? Or it's not called damnida. That's an issue. Rav Pinchas Scheinberg wrote a tshuva about the topic. He's rather very machbar on makas in general, but he writes that the bleeding of a polyp is considered to be independent blood, not the blood of the uterine lining, and therefore a polyp, which you know is bleeding, is not damnida, because it's separate blood. Again, b'shaz vesta, b'chilaylam leitera, is a different story. But shalai b'shaz vesta, bleeding from a polyp, is tar. So basically what I've told you, all the examples I told you are tar, except for a scraping, which is a little more difficult. Fibroids are also difficult, shaylas. Fibroids are thickening of the lining. And when they cause bleeding, it's also a difficult issue. All right, so these are some of the issues. Again, 90% of the makis or 95% of the makis that come up are makis that are dam tar and are not problematic. Occasionally, you can have a maka which is an issue. Now, let's move to Shiva Nikiyim. What do we do during Shiva Nikiyim for such a woman? What are you going to do for her? She's got a maka, so yeshkayach, we're going to be toilet and dam maka. But what's happening? Let's say she has a vest. She sees every 30th day. So she saw the 30th day. Normally she sees for 5 days, for 6 days. It's already 30 days plus 5 and 6 days. Now she's not expecting to bleed. It's Shalai Bishaz Vesta. You know, she's still Tameh till Shiva Nikiyim. But she doesn't expect to have a period now. So any dam that comes out will be Tailed Amaka. Eshkayach. But she has to do a Hefsek Tara. She has to do a Hefsek Tara. She has to do Bedikis. So what? You never wear bricks anyway. Levonim. Sorry, just my ear. But Levonim. But the.
And check right before
Mikvah. So the problem is that a woman who had a period can't go to the mikvah till she has a minimum of Efsek Tahara and clean bedikas. So the halacha is, and this is in Kuf Tzadik Vav, that she needs a minimum of a Efsek Tahara. So it's a funny thing. She tries Efsek Tahara. If it doesn't work, she tries again until she has to come up with a Efsek Tahara. And she needs a bedika Yom Aleph, a bedika on the first day. Now normally, we say bedikas Aleph and Zion. First and seventh day, Amma Akiv. There are four G'dayle Achrayim who paskin that the bedika, that for a woman who has a maka, it's enough a bedika the first day. They are the Chavaz Das is the main one in Kuf Tzadik Vav. Chavaz Das is Mekel. The Chasam Sofer and the Tshuva in Kuf Ayin Zayin is Mekel. In the Gris Maisha, in Chelek Bey, Sof Simen Samach Tes is Mekel. And Archa Shulchan in Kuf Tzadik Vav, Sikat Lecha Vav, they're all Mekel. That a woman who has a maka, Mosekas Leitzi Dam, it's enough for her to do a Hefzik Tara and a Bedikas Yom Rishon. She has to do it, otherwise she's going to be in trouble, because you can't go to Mikvah without a Hefzik Tara and a Bedika. But if she does a Hefzik Tara and a Bedika, then the rest of the day she shouldn't try a Bedika, and she should wear colored, and with that she's allowed to go to the Mikvah. So that is the long and short of it. So this is the halacha of a maka hamosekas laitzidam, that we are toila. The Ramos Chumra here is seen as an aberration. Ramos Chumra here is seen as an exception, that only here we have an eitzah of a bedika, or only here where it's talking about such a woman who never bleeds except when she urinates. But a normal woman with toila and a maka hamosekas laitzidam. I'm surprised no one asked me about kidney stones. So there's still a little more to the Ramah. We'll get to kidney stones, which obviously can cause bleeding. Let's see. Let's finish the Ramah. Okay, we are near the bottom of the page in the Ramah. Three lines on the bottom. Ava l'motza dam tech mei raglea v'gam ala eit shabot ka'atzma ba yeshayimrim di temeya v'litiru rak dam shenimsa tech mei raglaim yeshayim shita hira. Dam shenimtsa teilu shaday nishem metamsis meraglayim yesh lahachmir wemachmir normally on dam that comes after meraglayim miu ain't tzricha livde kachazeh afilum haisa regila liris dam but kasha shalosh pamu matzah tayra shuv ain't tzricha b'dik after urinating if him ain't regila liris rak leprakim kavas lavest umuv derakva bein vest shava bein vestilugim period. Okay, this is the summation of the Tshuvas Maril. Now, im eina moitza dam acha kakashe bedekas atzma, rakrotim kurotim. You have a woman that doesn't see blood, but she sees pieces. Kamei choyel, it's like sand. V'chotzatz edoim. I don't know the expression. V'chotzatz edoim?
Chotzatz is gravel.
Oh, chotzatz is gravel. V'chotzatz edoim. And red gravel, red pebbles. The nimsa tezeh gam kein b'mei ragleha u'bishaz vesta oiv pamim acherim raya dam mamish k'shar noshim ve'ina maitzi oisei chayel. And when she gets a period, she doesn't see it. Rak acha mei ragleha tahira de'inoi dam rak chayel shedarka livoreit b'kloyos. If she gets, these are kidney stones, she gets little stones. When she gets a period, she doesn't have these stones. The time she has the stones, so then she's tied with the stones, even if they're red, even if they have blood with them, in dam that came with the kidney stones. Kidney stones tend to cause bleeding, if not in the kidney, then in the urethra as it comes out. So a woman who has kidney stones, the whatever comes with the kidney stones is tar. Taz Dalit explains the two heter. One heter, if the kidney stone itself is red. Now we don't say it's some dried up blood. We say that it's that. And number two, if this blood which comes out, that blood that comes out with the kidney stones, we attribute to the same source as the kidney stones, and therefore we're mekel. What was his lashon? even by a bedika, right? His lashon was a meinu matzudama kach shebedekas atzma rak kratim kratim. She finds the sand when she does a bedika. So the Taz says in the long Taz that we're makel on two counts. We're makel on the pebbles themselves, plus we're makel on the dam that comes with them. So here, the Chacham Tzvi, quoted here in the Pesachei Tshuva, complains that the Taz didn't look up the Tshuva Saran. He just did a quick reading of the Tshuva Saran as it's brought in the Darkei Moshe. Look at the Chacham Tzvi in the Pesachei Tshuva Zayin. Ayin Taz, Rishayi Shaila Bein Akratim, Kvar Hisigal Avagai Chacham Tzvi, Tshuva Saran Kangel Lomasik, Hasaymech Alay Roa Hanal, Matir Issacharus. Now, where exactly is he arguing with the with him? He says that we're not toila on kidney stones unless there's a tsar, a kaiv, which comes along with the kidney stones, a pain that's felt in the kidneys, a very specific pain, le'aleinu, a terrible pain. The Yaivitz describes kidney stone pain as almost like labor pains. That's how he describes it. It's almost as bad as labor pain. And how did he know labor pains? So I guess he asked the women. But now, which is worse? Kidney stone. You know why it's worse? Because labor pain, at least you know there's a purpose at the end of it. Kidney stones, what do you get at the end? The stone? You know, it's not the same. But anyway, what he says is that kidney stones, to be titled in kidney stones, and certainly in dam, you have to have some type of a physical symptom, and otherwise you're not makel. And he brings other tshuvas, David Seker Shuni, who are makel in certain cases without physical symptoms, just logically being titled. So he says he can't. Now obviously, if a doctor sees a maka that's bleeding, you don't need pain. He's only saying that when you don't know that it's a maka that's bleeding, it has to be accompanied by tsar, and if it's not accompanied by tsar, it's not that way. So he calls it a issacharis. Interesting. So, okay, so this is the argument by kidney stones. Generally, kidney stones are accompanied by pain, and therefore, this halacha that a person could be taila is lamais. Okay, so these are the dinim of being taila. This year the calendar works out well for a Sunday morning Seder. We have next Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem. Next Sunday, we're still going to plug in the missing pieces. Simen Reish, which is the bracha you make on your table. I don't believe we learned. All right, I don't think we learned Simen Reish. Reish, we didn't do it. So we'll do Simen Reish and Mitzvah Hashem next week. Next Sunday, it's Sunday Gedalia. Okay.